Ever since spring training ended, our spring training correspondent, MC Patrick, seems to be a little lost. I think he's even going a little bit crazy.
The truck is on the track.
Go Braves! Go! Say it with me. Go!
Well, Patrick, we finally have something for you to do.
That's good news.
The fans will be back in the building as the Florida Complex League Braves are about to take the field.
FCL is back?
It is. We'll have the details for you on this episode of the Braves Beach House podcast, plus a very special interview with Austin Riley.
All right. Go Braves. Well, Harrison, when we talk about FCL, what exactly does that stand for?
Well, FCL is the Florida Complex League. It is a rookie level of minor league baseball. It's the bottom level. You know single A, you know double A, you know triple A, but here at Cool Day Park, we have the Florida Complex League.
And how many games will be at Cool Day Park this spring and summer?
There'll be 28 games at Cool Day Park this summer. The FCL teams are made up of international draft signings, recent draft picks, and even some familiar faces completing rehab assignments.
Very cool. Is it a free admission?
Every game is completely free right here at Cool Day Park.
Even crazy Patrick's parking.
Free parking.
Wow, that's pretty cool right there.
There are 15 total teams within the Florida Complex League across three divisions, North, South, and East. The Braves are in the South Division, and we compete against the Pirates, the Orioles, the Rays, the Red Sox, and the Twins.
Wow, that's a strong division.
It sure is. And every Friday or Saturday, either or, we will be here at Cool Day Park against the FCL Rays.
Wow, playing the Rays every Friday or Saturday? How cool.
That's right.
That's great information, Harrison. And when are the games?
The games are going to be during the summer months of May, June, and July. On weekdays, they take place at 12 p.m., noon, and on Saturdays at 10 a.m. There's even the occasional night game.
And what time does that start?
Those will be at 6:05 p.m.
Harrison, this sounds like a lot of free summertime fun.
It sure is. We have free parking, free admission, no tickets required, and general admission seating.
And I can sit anywhere?
Any of these? Here?
I can sit here? And even right here?
Yes, Patrick, you can sit in any of these seats as we watch the FCL Braves compete for another chance at the FCL Championship.
And when was the last time we won an FCL Championship?
Well, Patrick, we won in 2023. That was our third overall FCL Championship. We won in 2003 when we were the Gulf Coast League Braves, and we were the first champions of the league in 1964 as the Sarasota Rookie League Braves.
So we're trying to bring home another championship, even in FCL format.
That's correct.
Well, tell me, Harrison, how do the playoffs work?
Well, the highest team from each division goes to the semifinals, plus a wild card team with the next highest overall record.
Wow.
And then from there, the winners go to a best of three FCL championship series.
Very cool.
So Patrick, what can we eat here at the ballpark during an FCL game?
Well, you know, you want to have something good to eat when you're at a ball game, and the quick and easy is the place to do it. They're going to be hot dogs, hamburgers, cold drinks, adult beverages, even chips and pretzels. Because have you really come to the ballpark if you haven't had a cold drink or a hot dog?
Harrison's
helping himself to it right there. It's quick and it's easy. And then you grab and you go. You enter on the touch screen, you pay with your card, you're in, you're out, you're back to watching the future of your Atlanta Braves. You know, the summertime, people have lots of birthdays, lots of outings, and what better place to bring them than to the ballpark to celebrate during a Florida Complex League game. As you can see, this is our PGT suite. Lots of room and space for activities. Options like buffets are available, and we might even have some of your favorite friends up here upon request. This is a spacious, accommodating, and even can be luxurious for you and your group. No time like the present to come celebrate your birthdays, your corporate outings, and all things baseball related right here at Cool Today Park in our suites.
Or even bring your summer camp.
Well, Harrison, there's nothing like being in the Lecom Legends Club, especially since it's nice and cool. The air conditioning is great here in the summertime. Should be fun for some FCL games. Tell me what's going to go on in here during those.
Yeah, well, for some select Saturday home games this year, we're bringing baseball and breakfast back to its roots here with the Florida Complex League. We'll have the Make It Yours, Bloody Mary bars and screwdrivers, plus a hot breakfast buffet before the first pitch of the FCL Braves games.
And those are for those 10 a.m. Saturday games right here at Cool Today Park this summer.
You can even shop the Braves Clubhouse store during most FCL games.
We're talking hats, jerseys, cups, keychains, all things Atlanta Braves all the time, and even new additions after spring training, especially for the FCL games. So you're telling me you can even get the beer bat during FCL games?
That's right. The Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill is open for all Tuesday through Saturday FCL games.
And they always have great specials. Any going on during FCL?
Yeah, that's right. They have the all-day happy hour going on during FCL, plus their full food menu. And like you said, beer bats.
Who wouldn't want to have fun at the Tiki Bar while watching some great baseball? And you know, Harrison, one of my favorite promotions is coming back this year for FCL games. That's right, it's Tito's Tail Wagon Tuesday going down May 13th. That's going to be a pawsome time.
It sure is. And this year, our pup parade is back right around the warning track. You'll get to parade your dog around there. We'll have dog awards, dog contests throughout the night, and you can bring your dog right here on the parking lot on the berm. We'll have dog pools out here to keep them cool and have a great time at the ballpark.
We love to see those pups in Braves country. Ow!
Today we have the greatest third baseman in the game today, Austin Riley.
What's up?
So I'll get it started, ask him a couple questions, and then we'll turn it over to you guys and ask questions. We're on a very strict time limit, so we got to move kind of quickly to get ready for the game. But first, let's talk about Austin as a high school pitcher.
Yeah.
You were highly scouted.
Yeah.
You're a third baseman now.
I am.
So were you drafted as a pitcher or a fielder hitter?
So I did both. I pitched and played, you know, position in high school, and throughout my high school process, I actually committed to Mississippi State as, you know, in my sophomore year as a catcher. So I caught my freshman year, was a catcher, committed, and then started pitching on the mound a little bit, was throwing the ball well. They actually came and told me, it was like, hey, you're not going to catch anymore. You're going to actually pitch when you come to Mississippi State and play infield. But then as I, you know, got to my junior and senior year, started to realize that I wasn't the biggest fan of pitching. I loved to play every day. I loved to hit. And my arm always hurt. So I actually ended up, once we got closer to draft day, ended up backing out as a pitcher of the draft, and just told, you know, all the teams that I was only gonna, you know, if I was gonna get drafted, it was gonna be a position player. Only like two or three teams wanted me as a position player. It was the Braves, and I can't even remember the other teams. It was like, I think the Cubs or something. It was like literally no one. Everybody wanted me as a pitcher. But deep down, you know, I just knew I wanted to play every day. Ended up backing out, like I said, of the draft as a pitcher. Went on to obviously get drafted. The Braves gave me an opportunity to be a position player, and here we are.
Fresh off the draft, we roll in an extra year. In 2016, you were part of a pretty cool experience.
Yeah.
One of the greatest teams ever assembled in baseball, in the Rome Braves, winning 106 baseball games, chased the pennant, won the pennant, won the whole championship. Can you touch on that as a young kid coming in and seeing the enthusiasm?
Yeah, that was actually my first full season. So I got drafted in 15, went to the GCL. Little quick story, I was 0-for-25 with like 16 Ks before I got my first professional hit. And, you know, Twitter's big nowadays, and, you know, they were tweeting that, saying I was gonna be a pitcher by the end of the year. But I ended up getting my first hit, ended up getting, you know, hot throughout, you know, towards the end of the season, and then going into 2016 Rome. You know, that whole experience, first full season, really getting my feet wet in pro ball. The group that we had, I mean, you know, a lot of guys that you guys are probably familiar with. You got, you know, Max Fried, me, Ronald Acuna was there, Tuki Toussaint was there. Colby Allard at the time was there. I mean, just the list of prospects that were, you know, with us that year. And really just, that was like my first true experience of winning baseball and understanding what the Braves' kind of way is and how they carry themselves. And like I said, I struggled in the beginning. I hit one homer the first half of that year. Ended up hitting 18 or 19 the second half. Ended up having a really good year, and just that whole experience of the playoff baseball, winning in the Sally League. Mike Dunn here was our GM. He's the best to do it in the game. And just like I said, that whole experience was kind of the stepping stone of what was to come, you know, once I got to the big leagues.
Now let's fast forward a couple of years to today. Talk on your injury, how you're feeling. You're clearly playing well.
Yeah, my hand's good. I ended up was in a cast for 14 weeks. It was a slow process. The initial plan was, you know, looking at like second round of playoffs. You know, obviously we didn't get past there, but just where the break was, it was just really, they didn't want to go in there and do surgery because some nerve stuff, but ended up healing. We're all good. You know, I hadn't had any setbacks. I had a little scare about a week ago when I got hit about an inch and a half from where it was last year, but no, we're all good. I'm ready to go. Last day, we're headed out to Arizona to play the Cubbies for two, and then we head to San Diego. So we're here.
Did the Mizuno batting gloves help a little bit?
I really think so. Like I said, they actually built a pad. You don't feel it because obviously where I got hit, I don't really grab the bat with it. But they built a pad that's inside of my glove that gives me a little bit extra protection. So. I'm chalking it up as that was a big factor why I didn't, you know, nothing was too serious with it.
Little drop in from Mizuno. Who's got some questions? Now's the time.
How was hunting season? Anything good?
It was slow, but you have those years. Obviously, like I said, I was in a cast for 14 weeks, couldn't pull my bow back, and then we had a newborn, so did the whole rehab and. And he's 8 months now, but he was three at the time. So just got to spend some time at the house and get my hand healthy and spend time with the boys. So it was slow, but for a good reason.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yes. What?
Hi, will you send my babies back?
I can.
Sure, come over here.
Say hello.
Say hi.
He's like, what's going on? There you go.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah.
Also, I hear you like duck hunting.
I do like duck hunting. I like all hunting when it comes to that. But I like to kill some ducks.
Any other questions? Yes.
How's your March Madness bracket?
I'm in third place right now. I don't watch too much basketball. Like, I'm a Mississippi State fan, so I had to put them in the second round. They ended up getting beat. And then I obviously don't like Ole Miss,
yeah,
so I had to take them out, and they won. So it's not – like I said, I'm in third place, holding on to some hope. But I don't watch – like I think I got Arizona winning it, which isn't probably the best. But I got Memphis going into, like, the top eight. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey, Riley, I had a serious question, not so serious, similar to what he asked is – how you hunting season went. I'm going to go a step further. Me and you talked about going to Montana sometime. So
okay.
I'm going to hand this guy my card this
okay.
time. I didn't
appreciate
see it out here. I'm a season ticket holder. See you in Atlanta a lot.
Yeah.
I remember a funny one. We got you to sign a couple of hats, me and my grandson. And I'm like, hey, the last two times you signed, you hit a home run. And you did.
Sign it again.
and you signed that day. But anyway, serious question. I know you lost your good friend and hitting coach. And
yeah.
I was just wondering how that affected you with new people giving you advice and your new hitting coach and your swing.
Yeah.
And just if you could answer that question.
Yeah, no, it was obviously tough losing Mike. Just, you know, what he's meant to me as, you know, my – baseball career, you know, I think I told it when it happened, you know, behind my dad, he was number two as far as, you know, role models that have impacted my baseball career. And, you know, it's going, you know, so his son, not to get too much into it, so his son Logan had been hitting with us the last couple years. And the tendencies that Logan has that, you know, from his dad are like very similar. Teaches the swing a lot of the same stuff, can see it really well. So it only made sense to me to kind of just transition over to hitting with Logan. So I hit with Logan this offseason. And it's been good. You know, I'll miss him for sure. You know, it was a tragedy what happened. But I'm hanging in there. Logan's hanging in there. You know, we talk a ton. So, you know, I'm like I said, from that standpoint, an off-season hitting coach, Logan's my guy. And then, you know, the new Tim Hires has been unbelievable here. He's going to be really good. I'm really excited. The guys are really excited just from a game planning standpoint. You know, the game has evolved so much from, you know, you really can't just see ball, hit ball now. I mean, the guys' stuff are just, it's so gross now. Everybody's throwing 100. So, you know, the game planning and how you can pick up one little minute thing that gives you the edge over a pitcher is it can be the difference in winning a ball game or not. So I think, you know, from that standpoint, he's going to be really good for us.
One more question. Yes.
He's too bashful to ask it, but he was wondering what your swing thoughts are when you're getting ready to step up to play, how you clear your head or what you think of to get locked in.
Yeah, so for me, I try to keep it as simple as possible. Like I said, the guys stuff is so gross now, and the more thoughts you have in your head, the less you're thinking about the pitcher, the less you're, you know, focused on what he's trying to do. So my few keys are, one, I'm trying to figure out what's his out pitch and what's his pitch to get him back in the count. Those are like two of my checkpoints that I try to make sure I know going into an at bat. And then, you know, I love staying big part of the field. So I'm trying to get something over the middle of the plate that I can drive. And it varies depending on how I'm feeling that day. And you know, days that, you know, my bat's feeling 1,000 pounds, I'm trying to just get some base hits. And days that I feel good, I'm trying to, you know, keyhole them and do some damage. You know, but for me, I'm trying to stay the big part of the field and not try to do too much. When I try to do too much, typically I'm walking back to the dugout after a strikeout. So keep it simple. That's the biggest thing. Keep it simple and stick to your plan throughout the whole at bat. You know, they're trying to mess you up. You know, push you forward, push you back, just stick to your plan. And you know, that seems to be when I'm going well.
All right. Thank you all. Give a round of applause for Austin Riley, yeah, please. Yeah.
Well, that was a very insightful conversation with Austin Riley.
Enjoyed it. Always love to hear him when what he's got to say.
Well, Patrick, I don't know if you saw in the news, the Masters was happening in the past couple of weeks, and they had a very special champions dinner.
I did see that. The former champions come back every year, put their green jackets on, and the previous year winner gets to pick the menu.
And I believe there is a very special dish that you've popularized this year that was served at the Masters.
That's right. We like the kitchen sink nachos.
No, it was not kitchen sink nachos. They were not there. But
the beer bat. Was
not
the
beer bat. No.
No.
They have actually shipped you one to try from Augusta.
Wow. Thanks, Augusta, Georgia.
It is Scotty Scheffler's skillet cookie.
How about this? Ladies and gentlemen, Bluebell ice cream on top, it appears. Hot, fresh, and still delicious. Mmm. Go Braves.
Well, while you finish that, let's go run through some of our upcoming events here at the ballpark. Big Truck Day is going to be this Saturday, April 26th. And then the Tiki Bar is having something extra special. They're closed on Mondays, as you know. You can't get skillet cookies on Mondays. But you can enjoy Cinco de Mayo for a full week this year. That's right, from May 2nd to May 11th. Drink specials on margarita buckets, sangria buckets. There's even a spicy margarita and discounted chips and salsa, discounted tacos. So be sure to stop by for the Cinco de Mayo week. Our next facility tour is coming up. It's the last Tuesday of every month, so be sure to get your tickets. Ours, our April tour is coming up. You get to go to the academy now. You get to be in the room where the 40-man meeting takes place to kick off the spring training season every year. Very special stuff.
That is cool.
We also have FCL opening day, May 3rd. It's a Saturday, 10 a.m. against the Tampa Bay Rays. Come on out to the ballpark again. Free admission, free summertime fun here at the ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd. Also, live music all weekend long at the Tiki Bar, Friday and Saturday nights from 5:30 to 8:30. And we also have our trivia night has returned on Wednesday nights and bingo on Thursday nights at 6 p.m.
That's right. Cinco de Mayo and Mother's Day. Great reasons to come to the ballpark.
Sure is. And our full FCL schedule has been released. You can visit our website at cooltodaypark.com/FCL to plan your visit to the ballpark to watch the FCL Braves compete here. Well, I think that just about wraps up this week. Patrick, what do you say?
I love skillet cookies and go Braves.
Go Braves. We'll see you.
Go Braves. Go Braves! Go Braves! You can do it! Go Braves!